It's a Tuesday morning, and we've got the first of the team of three from Christ the King College. We have, is it Owen?
Yeah, hello.
Morning, Owen, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
You look a bit nervous.
Yeah, a little bit.
You'll be all right, you'll be fine. Now, you're how old are you?
15.
You're 15, and how tall are you?
About 6 foot two,
I think. Yeah. Already? You're still growing?
Yeah.
Good grief. And I bet you get through your trainers every month,
don't
you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
What a different size. What size?
I'm size 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion earlier on about you being in the, you wanted to go in the army. You're doing cadets at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing cadets at
the
moment.
What does that entail?
Well, it's just every Tuesday and Thursday we go to the trooping ride near Tesco's and just kind of do the training. So we'll be doing one of the variety of things. So first aid, weapon handling, map and compass, drill, physical stuff. It could be anything. This kind of comes down to what we need to get done.
Sounds fascinating. It's giving you an insight of, okay, if I wanted to go in the army, this is what I would do.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that something you want to do?
I'm not sure yet. I think I probably will be, but I'm not sure yet.
Anything else you'd like to do? Other interests?
Well, I want to do electrician at college and maybe look into a career of that. But I'm still kind of deciding.
Do you know, the other thing is, we had a conversation just now. My son's in the army, and they teach you so much whilst you're in. You could actually do both in the army and learn that.
Yeah.
But I can hear my mum and my dad saying to me, learn a trade. No, you don't get out-of-work plumbers, electricians, chippies, and so on. So, yeah, that's good advice. So, sounds like you got your head screwed on.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so.
What sort of hobbies you got then?
Well, I just kind of, cadets is the main thing, but I like going out on my bike a lot, play a lot of video games as well.
Yeah. On your bike, bicycle?
I've got a BMX, not BMX, mountain bike.
So how far do you go?
Just kind of, sometimes I live in Binstead, so I'll cycle up to Firestone Copse sometimes with people and go around on the tracks there and then do a day of that.
So you're fit then?
Well, yeah, I like to, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I try to keep fit.
That's good. Now, I've got to ask, because we're having a bit of fun out there about what time people should go to bed and all that.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, because you're 6 foot two, and, you know, who's going to tell you, look, go to bed? I expect you. Is your mum tall?
No, not really.
So you tower over your mum?
Yeah, a little bit.
I could just picture the scene now, mum telling you to go to bed, and you going, no, make me. So what do you get pocket money?
No, I don't get pocket money.
You don't earn pocket money?
No, I used to have a job, so I don't really.
What was your job?
I was KPing for a while.
What's that?
Kitchen porter, so like cleaning dishes and stuff, yeah.
So you don't get any pocket money now? Do you think you should?
No, not really. I don't need it. I don't really, if I need money, I'll go and do something to earn the money. Like, I'll go help my nan or something.
Nan's the weak point in the family.
Mum says no, ask your nan.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is.
Do you do that? Do you play on your nan?
I don't play on her, but if like she's getting a bit older, so she needs a bit more help around the house. So I kind of I do go and help and get a bit of money.
I'll help you, nan, and oh, I really do need something. Mm. Come on, you do that, don't you?
No, I don't. No.
So you're not sure whether you want to go in the army or not.
Yeah.
Is there any other things that you look at and think, I wouldn't mind having a crack at that?
Not really, no. I've kind of got my focus set on one of the two, either the army or the electrician and stuff.
Good for you. And I wouldn't take them focus away from that. Yeah. I think that's where you need to go, because that's good advice. That's brilliant advice. Best advice anybody could give you. When it comes down to basic things like watching the TV, do you watch normal TV? I ask this a lot of
no,
kids.
No, not really. I'm normally watching like YouTube or Netflix, really.
Yeah.
Occasionally watch normal TV, but not very often.
What was the last program you watched on normal TV?
On normal TV, I don't know. I can't remember.
News? Do you keep an eye on the news?
I keep an eye on the news, but I don't really watch. I normally just look on my phone and stuff.
What was the last film you watched?
Last film I watched was Met the First Men in Black on Sunday night.
Okay.
That, yeah.
The first one.
It was on the telly, I think. I can't remember.
Are you watching that in the hope that you watched? Is it two and three?
I've seen the second and third one, but never seen the first one.
Oh,
I could never get it anywhere.
No.
So I've just it's the first time watching it.
Because I wouldn't want to watch that one until I've watched number one.
Well, yeah, but I didn't even know that when I watched it. It was a long time ago, and I wasn't really aware of the franchise.
I made a mistake of watching a film at the weekend. That we watched the first one and it had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Stallone and they were in a prison and they had to break out.
I've seen that, yeah.
What is it called?
I can't remember what it's called, but I have seen it. It's a good film.
Well, number two was on. Well, number three was on, I think it was on Sky. And I thought, I watched that, and then I thought, oh, hang on a minute, I haven't seen two. And we made the mistake of watching two. It was the worst film ever. Oh, it really was. It should have stopped at one. So how do you listen to your music these days?
YouTube or SoundCloud are the two I use mainly.
So do you get the variety on SoundCloud? Because you listen to anything you wanted to.
Yeah, it's decent variety. It's not the best because it's kind of you have to get the proper version. You have to pay for it. So a lot of time you're relying on other people putting it on there, but there's a lot of adverts and stuff. So it's kind of
SoundCloud. I think a lot of people put their own stuff out on SoundCloud to try and be discovered.
Mm.
So it's quite good if you want to hear something independent or someone up and coming or a bit edgier. So, but for the most part, I don't really use it.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting because you're 15.
Yeah.
And I'm 23. What are you laughing at? That's just rude, isn't it? I didn't realise you're going to be so rude.
I'm 54.
You're 21.
Nearly, yeah.
So go back to when you were 15. How were you listening to music?
I think Spotify was just coming out. Right. But for the most part, we had like dodgy sites, or you'd sort of download them off of YouTube or something.
Right.
So I think some people paid for them on like iTunes and stuff. That was when you had to buy like the vouchers and whatnot. But I think streaming was just creeping in, and it's not like it is now when it's just you're paying £5 a month, you're getting whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I think those were sort of just creeping in when I was 15.
So you weren't buying CDs or anything like that then?
I have bought CDs, yeah. But a bit like when you're 11 or 12, it's quite nice buying a CD. Yeah. I like buying vinyls now for like the nostalgia of it. But
how can that be nostalgic for you? Because you don't remember it when it first came out. I mean, it's interesting.
But it's nice being able to like physically hold something. And then I was talking to a housemate of mine, massive on like Bowie and all sorts, and he's got older albums and buys newer ones. And I was like, I asked him like, why are you buying albums? And he goes, well, when I'm older, I don't know if all the songs on my phone are going to be there still. And he wants to show like his kids what he listened to.
Yeah.
So he's buying new albums, which is like 30 odd quid now.
Yeah.
For like the newest ones, like new releases, like Arctic Monkeys and stuff, just to go to his kids later on. This is what I listened to, and having a physical copy of it.
£3.99 in Happy Days. That would have been years ago. Hey, look, what was the last DVD you bought?
I don't think I've ever bought a DVD ever.
Right.
Ever, yeah.
Excuse me. Really?
Yeah, no, I don't think I've always ever bought stuff online or just had DVDs in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. I do, to be fair though, I've got quite a lot of vinyl, to be fair. I have, got a record player in my room and everything, I enjoy that.
Hey look, you're a fascinating lad, and we'll talk some more very soon.